So I want to start off this recording saying, sharing how grateful I am, how blessed I am to be here, to have an opportunity to finish things, to do things I wanted, to live life differently. I feel like I broke a generational curse. That I broke through, but it brings with it a lot of uncertainty, not knowing, feeling lost, or sense of direction. It's easier to follow someone, even if they don't know what they're doing. You just shut your brain off and follow them. But instead, if you're trying to carve your own path, figure out what it is that excites you, do what you want to do, to really be true to yourself, then it can be challenging. It is challenging, and it's something I haven't ever done before, so talking about it makes me feel less pressured because I am certain, and I'm not the only one who's doing this. I am fearful. I am unsure because I didn't take the time to get to know myself. I was doing things to please my parents, to please my mother, to please my father, to gain their acceptance, to gain their approval, to have my sister love me. Didn't really take the time to explore myself to find out what it is that I like, what it is that I want to do, to carve my own niche, so to say, to explore my own personality, to put my foot down and say, this is me. Be like, hey, that's a brain, that's me. Take it or leave it. So that's something I'm trying to work on lately, to staying true to my core. And it can be liberating. It's huge for me to not visit more than 2 days. Or, spend as much time, like old times, 20 years ago, as a teenage girl with my aunt when she's visiting my mother and my sister in Chicago, my family in Chicago. And I have responsibilities here, so I think it's a very grown-up thing to do. But yes, there are cravings of being with them, of spending time with them, of shopping with them, of my cousin's about to get married next year, so she's here for her shopping and for my aunt to visit my mother. Me being here in Atlanta, I feel like I'm missing out a lot on what's going on over there, but I have to move my life along. I heard something yesterday in Mufti Minks, one of the lectures. He said, this world is like a sea, a body of water, and we are ships. And whether you choose to stand still in the middle of the sea or ocean, or you choose to move, time's passing by. I have things that I want to do for myself. I have responsibilities to meet. I have things to take care of that are my responsibility, and I have to tend to them first. I guess that's a transition from being a child to an adult, trying to really explore myself, find out who I am. But I do miss them a lot. I wanted to visit, I wanted to spend more time with them. I wish things could have been different. They shared things with me before they decided to make this trip. I wish it wasn't so last minute. And for my cousin to have reached out to have said, "Hey, we're coming, I'd love if you could visit us," or, "I want to visit you." I guess they don't even want to visit me. Or, just share that she's here for shopping and she wants me to be there or shop together. She wants to visit me in Atlanta. So whatever tension there is in between, I don't want to add fuel to fire. I just want to be, wanted to be able to see them in a graceful manner, which I did when we visited for 2 days. But there's definitely some strain and I don't want to stretch it. I wish that it wasn't so last minute. It wasn't just sprung on me when I was visiting for my father's birthday in October that, hey, they're coming. And I'm hurt. I feel hurt by that. I feel better talking about it here. Just have to accept it, right? Just have to accept it. And the thing is, I'm done bending over backwards. I think I've done that enough all my life to have people accept me the way I am, who I am, and I'm going to prioritize myself. I am going to put myself first and my health first because there's going to be nobody taking care of me when I'm sick. There's no one who will be there for me except me, myself, and my body. And me bending over backwards doesn't necessarily make them love me or accept me for who I am, or me appeasing them doesn't really gets me much. I can't elicit behaviors from them that I expect or want just by doing things they want me to do for them. I'm tired today. Yesterday was a full blown day of work at home, laundry, chores. The past few days I've been studying back to back. I think I did over quite a lot of questions actually. So I'm feeling tired really today. I decided to take it easy and just relax and, do two more loads of laundry. And just relax, waiting for some of my orders to get delivered. I needed some makeup brushes, and I've had a really good deal on Thanksgiving, so I'm took advantage of that. Yeah, just relaxing right now, and thought I restart documenting and sharing these things instead of bothering my. Finally beginning to feel home and relaxed. Done a lot of work. Both of us don't know where life is headed. Don't want to be sad. Don't want to be depressed. I want to make the most of it, of this life. I want to make it useful. I'm happy to be where I'm at. One has to be content. I'm exactly where I was supposed to be.